Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and happy Mother's Day to all you all who are mothers, physically, naturally, spiritually, mentally. Happy Mother's Day to you. And I love you, and I love and cherish and honor the very essence of you. This morning's show is such an awesome show. I'm actually remote right now. I'm actually out. Been out since 5 o'clock this morning. And trying to get things ready for my day as well. But I just, like I said, regardless of the fact of what I'm doing, you matter to me. And I feel like this show can go anywhere. And it's going to go everywhere because there are people out there who need to be heard just as much as my mouth needs to be heard. But I thank God for you this morning. Of course, this is Minister Tracy McKelvin with Reproving Word Ministries. And we're here on the air here in Huntsville, Alabama. So, first of all, I want to offer up a word of prayer. Father, dear God, I just thank you for this glorious morning. I thank you that I'm alive, and I thank you that the listeners are alive and well this morning to cherish and worship your name in spirit and in truth. Father, we thank you with our uplifted voices and our hands stretched up and our hearts open wide, fallow ground broken up, that you, Father God, can plant a seed of your word and that someone will water it and you will give the increase. So I thank you again this morning. I worship you, I praise you, and I decree so that your spirit may increase in me this morning as I go forth to celebrate what you've given us today in Mother. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You know, the word of God says that we are to honor our father and our mother, so that our days shall be long upon the land that God has given us. And so today, I chose that this show would really be a people show today, that you all will call in on the line and tell us how you honor your mother. And so I'm going to give you that opportunity. I said I was going to extend the show today for an hour, so that you can call in. I don't know if we'll make it an hour today, but I know that it is open for an hour. So the reason why I extended the show for an hour is so that if we go over, we have that time granted to us. So call in at 347-934-0401. Again, that number is 347-934-0401. And so while I'm waiting on callers, this is what I'd like to say about mothers today. You know, I want to talk about my mom. My mom passed away on December 5th, 2011. And my mom was a very meek and mild woman to your appearance. But she was very strong and aggressive in the spirit for her children and her family. She was one who worked hard, and she made sure that we had the best, even if she had to make it by hand. And back then, you know how you didn't want your mama to make it close. Okay, I'm gonna tell you, I'm 48 years old. So back then, you did not want your mom to really make your clothes. You want to be like everybody else. If everybody else had on kids, you want to have on kids. If everybody else had on Levi's, you want to have on Levi's. You know, but now as I look back, I wish I took that time to learn that gift to sew, because now everybody wants to be the one that stands out. You know, you just want to have something custom, something that's original, instead of being like everybody else. And I didn't even understand what my mom was instilling in me at that time, that you don't want to look like everybody else. You don't want to be, you know, considered to be in the same circle as everybody else. You don't know everybody's journey. You don't know everybody's walk. And she was teaching that at that time, but I did not understand it. But now I do, and I thank you I thank you for that right now, because I know that I am not supposed to look like everybody else. I'm not supposed to be like everybody else. I'm supposed to be picked on, because Jesus stood out. He was picked out to be picked on. He was a unique, one-of-a-kind individual. And I should be thankful to be just that same way. And I decree and declare over our children right now that they have the strength to stand out as well and not be ones who desire to look like everybody else. You know, I love the saying that when they made me, they broke the mold. And we should be all willing to say that or happy to say that. But I know that my mother was one of a kind, and I know my mother loved us dearly, and I know my mother fought for us. She, you know, she may not have, like the old people say, you know, she may not have no fisticuffs, but I know my mom sure fought for us in prayer, and that's most important. That is most important. But I, you know, in the Word of God, you see all the way through how mothers really fought for their children. Let's take Hannah, for instance. Hannah suffered persecution and belittlement by her husband's other wife, Peninnah, and, you know, telling her how barren she was and she wouldn't be able to enjoy the fruit of her loins because she was barren. You know, just harassed the woman because of her barren state. But when God saw fit, because he knew Hannah's heart, and he knew that she was a woman of her word, and that she would give that child back to him. And so when Hannah birthed Ishmael. When she birthed her child, she gave him back to God. And that's what God looks for us to do with our children, to give them to him. But no, we want to give them over to everything else, the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, and the Marines, and we want to give them to the basketball teams, the NBA, the NFL. We want to give them over to all those things before we give them to God. And that's not what God wants. I mean, yes, those entities exist, and that's great when our kids can accomplish through those things, but they need to know Jesus Christ before anything else. Because when all else fails, when mother is not there, when father is not there, when the NBA is not supporting them, and the NBA has cut them from the team, or when their time with the NBA is over, or NFL, who do they have? Who do they have? So they need to be taught that they have Jesus Christ, even before us mothers. And I know that mothers instill great things in their kids because we're the ones that are always talking. We are the ones that are always ministering through touch, through spoken word, through our looks, through the things that we give to our kids. So that is what God has brought us to be. He has brought us to be incubators, nurturers. We are those things that men can't be. Men are not brought up to be nurturers, but they are providers. They are the strong arm. But women are the help me, so we're the ones that are supposed to be soft-spoken and sensitive and really sensitive to the things that God is saying. As man is providing, that's why we're supposed to be. That's why I said we're always the ones that are talking. So our spirit speaks real loud. And so that when things are happening and we're sensitive to the spirit, we know exactly how to deliver that thing, how to nurture it, how to make sure that what God has to be delivered is delivered and delivered right and delivered sensitive enough where people will understand or where our families will understand that this is what God is saying. I know that it is just really, today really is a really sensitive day for all women and men to understand that mothers are a great great entity or a great instrument in the earth. Okay, I have a caller on the line, and I do want to hear your voice this morning telling about your mother. Honor your mother at this point, and I'm about to release the air to you. Just a moment. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Sister Sarah from Florida. I'm doing well on this morning. Yes.
Wonderful. Sister, I want you to give honor to your mother this morning by just sharing on the air your memories or something that your mom has instilled in you and that how God has blessed you to have your mom.
My mom passed in 2000. She was 81 years old. And I just, you know, thank God all the time about my upbringing, because you hear about how some of these younger people are, you know, what they go through. And it's like, oh, my God, you know, it's things I would never imagine. And just sharing a story about a young lady, a white female that I work with. She's about 26. Mm-hmm. She didn't tell me herself, but another person told me, you know, how her mom and dad cussed her out. You know, they're drinkers, and she practically raised herself. And I'm like, oh, goodness. You know, I just thank God and appreciate the way, you know, I was brought up more now than ever before.
Yes, yes. You know, sis, you're right. And I was telling some young people myself that I wouldn't want to be in their shoes as being teenagers today and growing up today, because it is so very hard for them. Everything is so tempting for them. And mothers really have a job cut out for them. You know, like you look back on TV, like when Leave It to Beaver used to come on TV, and you see all the mom would be doing is taking care of the family. She'd be cooking and cleaning. You barely even saw her leave the house to even go to the grocery store. But now,
right,
the mothers have to be the father. They have to be the teacher, the counselor, all of those things the mother has to do now, because everything is, you know, placed before her. Not a discredit to men. Now, I say that, you know, there are men out there that really still, you know, hold the role. But, do you know, we have to be real. We do have those mothers that are single, and they have to do everything. My mom was single, and she had to do everything.
I was going to say, my mom was as well.
Yes. And it is hard, you know, like you said, you know, it was hard for them then, and it's even much harder now. But I thank God for how our mothers knew to persevere, you know, it is, and how mothers can make something out of nothing.
Right.
I mean, some, you know, you come home and you basically knew as a child when times were rough, but mom, she wouldn't even talk about it. She'd just go and do whatever was necessary to make sure that that her children were fed, clothed, and got to school and got to church.
Right. But it all starts at home. And with the new age,
yes,
parents we have today, it's not starting at home. And by the time
right
the kids
now
are teenagers, you know, they're out of control. You know, and just an example, I don't know what nationality, Indian, whatever, little cute girl in the store. And I said something to her, and she blew bubbles at me. And her mother says, I'm sorry. And I almost want to say, you taking that little beaver home with you. but if she's doing that at 3, what's she going to be doing at 6 and 9?
Okay.
If you don't get her under control, you know?
Yes.
Taking them,
yes,
you know, when they start pre-K and first grade or kindergarten and stuff, you're sending them little kids to school, you know.
Yeah.
When I was
and
growing,
you know,
up, of course,
God calling us.
It was a village. I mean, everybody. I mean, you
yes
might get two women for the same
oh
day.
Oh, yes.
You
yes
know?
The village was even including the neighbors. You know, when you you do something and the neighbor see you, the neighbor will tear your butt up, call your mama, and when you got home, you will get another one. But now, try that now. That's why, you know, I was saying to someone, you know, the Bible calls for the Titus 2 women. Say to train the women up on how not to be silly women, but be women who were good report and good reputation and knew how to, taught them how to raise their children, you know, taught them how to be really chaste and disciplined women. And now the Titus 2 women, we act like we scared of these young mothers. We supposed to be saying, look, sweetie, this is the way you're supposed to do it. And this is how you can keep your house under control and your children won't be disrespectful. But now, we as Titus 2 women, and I would tell on myself, I have actually sat back and watched these young mothers and say, look at that. Instead of me saying, let me help you. Let me give you wise counsel. Let me tell you what the Word of God says about that. And I do have young mothers that actually call me, Miss Tracy, how do you do this and how do you do that? And I gladly tell them, but I right now repent before God and before man that when I see young mothers now, I will be willing, whether I get cussed out or not, I will be willing to offer my help as far as to say, let me shed some light on this situation you're going through, because that's what the Word of God tells us to do as Titus women, that we're supposed to be training up these young women so they won't have to worry about or go through these things in life. And I was in I went to a meet and greet this past Thursday, and it was called the Pearls Foundation. It's a group of women who have taken these young women, taking these young girls that are coming through high school and teaching them how to be chaste and respectful young women. And I spoke to them, and I shared my life's testimony with them. And when I got through talking to them, the look on their faces were like, oh, my God, I can't believe a woman her age went through some of the things that we're actually going through right now. And I told them, I said, the reason I'm being so clear and transparent with you all today is so you don't have to go through that. Take advantage of mentorship, that you have somebody to mentor you. I said, because when I grew up, it was, you were told by your mother, do as I say do and not as I do. And they really didn't understand what they were saying at that point. But what they were really saying was, I'm teaching you to do what I'm teaching you to do instead of what you see me do. I don't want you to have it hard as I had. So that's why now we should be speaking and giving our life testimony unashamed to young women so they don't have to go through that, so they'll know the consequences of having sex before marriage, or know the consequences of if you tell a lie, you're going to reap certain things from it that are not pleasing or not healthy. So we have to talk now. We have to open our mouth, because the Bible says, open your mouth and I will feel it. And that's right. What God wants us to do. Yes, ma'am. But I thank you for being on the show this morning. Happy Mother's Day to you. I hope your day is filled with love, laughter, and life on today. And I'm so thankful for you being so diligent of being on the show, being, you know, a listener on the show every Sunday morning, because a live listener, that is. And you know, I'm so thankful for people who are calling in or who are listening in this on any Sunday morning sanctuary show we do on Sunday morning as this show grows, because all we're trying to do is reach the masses and tell someone about the love and the gospel of Jesus Christ, because it matters. It matters today. It matters tomorrow, because you don't know whose life is on the line at that very given moment. So if our show encourages you, we thank you, and we ask you just to tell some other ones, the others, to dial in or to listen in. And we want to take this show to a level where people are calling in and interacting and sharing what God is speaking to them, because God is speaking to the church, and I'm not talking about into the church.
Amen.
Yes, he
Amen.
Is. So thank you so much.
As well.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm looking forward to it. I am so looking forward to it. So I'll see you next Sunday. We've been on the air 30 minutes, but you know what? I thank you all for just listening in. Even if you didn't call in, I thank you for my sister on the line today, and I thank God for all of you out there in radio land. I pray today that your day is glorious. I pray today that you honor the memory of your mothers and the memory and the legacy of you is being honored today. I decree and declare great things are happening today, right now. And as you go into corporate worship this morning, I thank God for his presence already being there to welcome you, to pour into you, and to deliver you and set you free in Jesus' name. So have a wonderful day. Sis, I'm signing out with you tonight, this morning, but I thank God for you, and you go on and have a prosperous week this week. But bless God for all of you this morning. Thank you, and I love you, and I cherish the moment I've had with you. And again, sign in to Sunday Morning Sanctuary next week as your host, Minister Tracy McKelvin, is signing off. Be blessed.